This is the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Friday, June 9th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Rogers. My name's Captain Lockjock. Hello, Sarge.
Well, buenas noches, Capitan.
Let's check the police blotter and see what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline Squim. Up near Olympic National Park, your sergeant involved in the apprehension of a criminal this past Sunday on Highway 101.
You made a bust?
That's right.
No kidding.
A dramatic capture in which I participated in with great personal risk.
Well, I gotta hear about this.
Your sergeant traveling down a highway minding his own business Sunday afternoon when all of a sudden he is passed on the shoulder of the highway by a Volkswagen going 8,000 miles an hour.
Shoulder?
Shoulder.
Pass you on the right.
Right side.
Well, this
doing
is
8,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Now, I knew something was up when the guy who was driving threw a six-pack of empty bottles out the window in my direction.
Well, this is not fun.
This crazy man in the car then proceeds to slow down to about 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And every time your old Sarge tried to pass him, he would speed up and try to run me off the road.
Well.
Now, about this time, I am loading a .38 caliber snub-nosed Smith & Wesson and have serious designs on putting this turkey out of his misery.
Too bad. Your bazooka was in the trunk.
That's right.
Too bad.
As I'm loading the gun, I see that coming down the road in the opposite direction is a Oldsmobile trying to pass another car.
Yeah.
Now, the goofball in the VW is heading right at him. I mean, he's going to do a frontal lobotomy with this guy. Now, the split second just before the two cars hit head-on, I'm closing my eyes, right?
Yeah.
The Olds manages to swing into the other lane, and I happen to catch a glimpse of white, total abject fear on the face of the guy driving the Olds.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, needless to say, I decide not to mess with this dude.
Yeah.
So at the lovely town of Squim, I stops and calls the local law to tell them that a crazy man is driving through their town.
Yeah.
To which they say, well, there must be something to this because you're the 19th call we've had on this turkey.
Well.
So about 15 minutes later, police cruiser is running this guy off the road by smashing into his rear bumper because the guy refused to stop for the law.
Well, this guy is in trouble.
The driver, who could not stand up, speak English, or remember what country he was in, had to be physically restrained and arrested, then thrown into the car and taken away.
Yeah.
Of course, I assisted in the arrest by kicking the suspect driver every time the arresting officer looked the other way. And I'm pleased to report that a conviction on these 7 charges against this long-haired, sassy-mouthed wacko should put him away for about 2 years.
Good. Let me just ask you one question.
Yeah.
Did your seats ever come clean?
No, as a matter of fact.
Well,
no.
More damage to your squad
cars.
That's right. We're having problems with our squad cars.
You got that right.
Well, that is an unusual story.
Ain't it, though?
Here's a strange case filed by agents Bernard, Hyatt, and Calhoun.
Yeah?
Who were on special assignment at Nordstrom's. There was a song out once called, It's Hard to Die. And 52-year-old Raymond Hagstrom of Auburn, California, will attest to that. Hagstrom was listed in satisfactory condition in the hospital after attempting suicide by driving nails in his head.
Oh, no.
Nails. And his wife has been arrested for trying to help him.
What?
Raymond, who decided to end it all with the apparent blessings of his wife, held a nail gun to his head.
You gotta be kidding me.
And pretended he was a 2x4. Ray drove the first nail into his head, but it didn't work. He's standing there with this nail sticking out of his head, but he wasn't dead.
Oh, my.
Now, immediately,
Lord.
Something told him it was going to be one of those days. So he drove another nail into his head. No good. Finally, with 8 nails sticking out of this guy's skull, Raymond decides this is pretty stupid and decides to try something else. Well, it was then his wife, Marie, came up with Plan B.
What was that?
She pulls an 8-inch carving knife from the drawer and slashed his wrist. And then she stabbed him. Well, Raymond is standing there, and he's still not dead.
He wishes he was, though.
And he says, "Aw, to hell with it." And Marie calls an ambulance, and they rushed him to the hospital.
Oh, my Lord.
Auburn Police Chief Robert Hensley said he does not know why the man wanted to commit suicide. He says, quote, This is my fourth police department, and I've never run across people driving nails in their head. Can you imagine some guy driving nails?
That's a tough
into
way.
His head. His wife should have videotaped it. It would have made a great TV commercial. They could have sold it to either Black and Decker or Excedrin. Here's a guy with eight nails sticking out of his head, and the announcer comes on and says something like, Excedrin headache number 947.
Oh, that's really sad.
By the way, last time they saw Raymond, he was in a rubber room.
No kidding.
And they ain't never gonna let Raymond out.
You know, I say right now, he's permanently qualified to head up a major broadcast facility.
That's about all the time we have.
Well, thank goodness.
For today, be listening again for more exciting true life cases on Gary Lockwood's world famous. That's using your head.